someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel...
Obligated.
And if someone asked if you're able to do something, you'd say, sure, right?
I can do it.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, no.
No, I can't do it.
And if you just refuse...
I won't do it.
And say if there's a really bad accident up the road, you'd say, well, the one thing you need to call the doctor, because when we got there, the person was...
Dead.
Was what dead? Was,
what?
Did you say he's done dead or already dead? Or?
Dead, period.
Okay. Someone asked you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup tonight. What all I'm going to today?
I'll repeat that again, please.
I got up to work before sunup and I, what all I'm going to
do? I have done all I am going to do today.
And you tell a child, you're not doing what you
were told to do.
Okay. And you say, in a situation like that, a person, what, be more careful, a person. You say, in such a situation, he, what, be careful.
He should be careful.
What's another way of saying it besides should?
Ought to be.
Okay, and if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
Should not have done.
Or he...
Shouldn't have done.
Or you
say, ought not have done.
Huh?
Ought not have done.
Okay. And a child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
Say that again.
I'll dare you to do it, but I'll bet you...
Will. Won't.
And if you had done something that was hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, friend was just standing around watching you without offering you help, when you get through, you tell him, instead of just standing there, you might...
Have helped me.
Say the whole thing.
You might have helped.
And someone asks you if you'll be able to do some work next week or sometime. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
Might be able to.
Do you ever say I might could? How does that sound?
It doesn't sound very good.
And you'd say, that would be a hard mountain to...
Climb.
But last year my neighbor...
Did. Climb it.
Okay, but I have never...
Climbed a mountain.
Okay, and for the first time he...
Climbed a mountain.
And you throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Catch it.
And I threw it and he...
Caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't...
Caught any fish.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark...
An owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
I don't know. Hoot owl, white owl, I don't know.
What's a real little one that makes you scared?
Screeching owl.
Okay. And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Any other name? What do you call the large one?
Large woodpecker. I don't know.
You ever heard of a woodpecker called a peckerwood?
Yeah, a peckerwood, yeah. No. Yes, I think so.
Have you heard that used?
I think I've just heard it. I don't.
You just heard people say?
Oh, I think. I remember I had a, well, there was a woodpecker that pecked on a tree outside of my window, and my father said that peckerwood is just pecking away or something like that.
Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used to talk about people?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
It means white. You know, they've called some whites peckerwoods.
Does that sound old-fashioned to you, or do you hear it now?
Well, you hear it occasionally, but...
Is it very insulting?
That, I would imagine so. I don't know.
And a black and white animal has got a real strong smell.
A skunk.
And say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. Chickens, what general name would you have for the type of animal that would do that?
Something in the canine family.